Hey everyone, welcome to the Keto Buzz podcast. I'm your host Carla, and as always, I am super excited to be joining you once again for another exciting episode. I think that my favorite part of our staying at home series has been virtually traveling to different places and continuing to meet some incredible leaders of today. And this episode is just another example. Today, I'm excited to take you to Rome, Italy, to meet Millie. She has an incredible point of view, a very interesting theory on coronavirus, and is already thinking of the actions we have to take once things start to go back to normal. Let's go ahead and jump right in. Well, thank you so much for joining the Keto Buzz podcast. I'm super excited to have you on the show. Can you please introduce yourself?
I am Millie Fortunata Squini. I am 12 years old. I'm from Rome, Italy, and I'm bilingual. And we have been on lockdown for, this is the fifth week, I believe.
Wow. So a lot of information. So tell me a little bit about your background. So are you 100% Italian or...
I have a lot of mix, ready? So like when I introduce myself, I just say I'm half American, half Italian. Mm-hmm. I'm an American Italian, not Italian American.
So you're more American than Italian by heart.
Yes. Yes. Even though like I was born and raised here, my dad's from here and I gone to an Italian school for a long time, but then I recently switched. I just consider myself more American. Mm-hmm. I guess I have less of an accent in English. I don't know. I live with my mom who is from the US. So I'm used to like speaking in English and I never really talk to her in Italian unless I'm frustrated or talking about food.
Talking about food is the perfect reason to speak to an Italian.
You can't talk about fettuccine in English. It's not like fettuccine.
Fettuccine. Does it kind of make you laugh whenever you hear someone saying like Italian words with a very strong
English accent?
It makes me
frustrated, like Parmesan or Bologna. I'm like, it's Parmigiano and Bologna.
That's very true. What is your favorite thing about living in Italy, though? Is it the food?
Yes, that too. But also, I love, we have two houses in the U.S., both my grandparents. Mm-hmm. We have one on the countryside in Pennsylvania and one in New York. Love both of them. But I guess here it's like, I'm just used to living here and I love my life here. I want to go to the US sometimes, but I also know that like my health is better here because of my mom's job and everything. Mm-hmm. And also like actual health, like the food. Yeah.
Pretty different.
I love Twizzlers, but it's different.
But not for everyday basis meal.
It's a healthy lifestyle. I'm 100% saying that I believe that an Italian way of living is healthier and more hygienic of an American way of living. Mm-hmm. But I do love Twizzlers and a lot of American candy.
If there is one thing that it is good to stock up when you go to the US, it is definitely candy.
Oh, yeah, it's Twizzlers, Fruit Gushers, Toxic Waste. You name something and I'll have it. I love American candy. I literally started, my mom was very proud of me for this because she said it was the entrepreneurial spirit. Mm-hmm. So, I not only do this with things from the U.S., but we have the Italian version of Chinatown here. But like actual Chinatown, but in Rome, in our neighborhood. And we have the Asian supermarket and like they have the good ramen, good Japanese candy, all of that stuff. And so what I'll do is I'll go to school and I'll ask kids like, do you guys want anything? And I do this also when I go to the US. I'm like, if you guys want something, write it to me on a group chat and I'll save it. And so I'll get that stuff and I'll charge. So if I go to the Asian supermarket, I'll charge them a euro more than when it actually was because I had to go spend my own money and bring it to them. But if I go to the US, it's 5 euros more because it's taking a plane across the ocean and then taking it back and actually finding time out of my trip to do it. So,
And I do agree with your mom. That is very entrepreneurial of you. You never know, it can become a bigger business one day. And now the other part of what you were saying in your intro was about being in lockdown. So can you tell me a little bit more about your experience being in lockdown and how you felt at the beginning when they told you that you had to stay at home?
Well, initially, I was super excited because I'm a lazy person on the daily basis on the weekend. Unless I like have actual plans to go out with my friends and have fun, mm-hmm. I will voluntarily sit down at home, eat junk food all day, and watch Netflix or Disney Plus.
Sounds like we could be best friends, Millie.
Exactly. I will literally like on the weekend FaceTime my best friends while I do all of this, and they do it too. So we'll just FaceTime each other watching the same show. This was before lockdown, just saying. This was before lockdown.
So and your lifestyle has always been lockdown-ish.
Exactly. I'm an energetic kid and an athletic one, but like when it comes to laziness, I'm good. And also, I don't know where I read this, but I'm a Gemini, and mm-hmm. Geminis have a tendency to either be super energetic or super lazy or both, and I'm both. So yeah.
So that fit you perfectly. So at the very beginning, then, you were excited with the idea of having lockdown.
At the beginning, we didn't have online school. We just had like assignments, and then we could do whatever we wanted for the rest of the day. And I was like, this is perfect. I can just do my homework, watch Netflix, and just, mm-hmm. yeah. But then the first Monday after that system happened, they were like, oh, there's this new thing called Zoom. And I was like, can't we just like stay? And because I don't have a problem with getting bored, because either I sleep, I eat, or I watch Netflix. If I can't watch Netflix, I sleep or eat. If I can't eat because we don't have any good food in the house, I sleep or I find something to do. And I haven't been having that much problems with boredom, but I do miss my friends a lot because I'm a very talkative person, as you can tell. That's my main issue. I just miss my friends.
And has it come to the point where you feel like frustration, where you feel like, okay, I need this to be done with? Or what has been like your approach?
Not really, because it's like I miss going out and getting sunlight and not looking like a vampire. but I don't have to like get ready and like smell good to see other people for a few hours and then go back home and do it all over again. So I can just stay home.
And so I know that your mom and you have a theory of why this whole coronavirus thing happened.
It's a crazy theory, but it, like, if mm-hmm. I don't think it came from just a guy eating a bat. I think Mother Nature like made a deal with the guy to be like, you'll be the first to get sick. The theory is that Mother Nature created this virus to kill all the old bad white men and save the new generation to be like, you need to pay attention more to the world you live in, because if you want to take pictures of the Maldives with the pretty water, there has to be pretty water to take pictures of. So not only do you have to put work into this, you have to convince others to put work into this, and don't only worry about the environment, but also animals and pollution and blah, blah, blah. And I mean, Mother Nature rocks.
So you were saying that we need to learn like how to take care of so many aspects. What do you think like the main takeaways of this whole experience are going to be for humanity in general?
Definitely learning to appreciate our time with others, mm-hmm. knowing that there are so many things in the world that we need to do before we die, because we're like, I've never gone bungee jumping. I'm going to do that tomorrow. Even if I'm like 2 years underage or 6 years underage, I'm going to do it before I die.
So what other things do you think that will be like the takeaways from this whole experience as humanity?
The environment. Mm-hmm. Also, this one I thought of not too long ago, but like doctors, I think, preparing, like trying to find more vaccines for like maybe new diseases to come, mm-hmm. as in like they're like, oh, this could work in some cases but not in others, or this is too high but if something happens that's that bad we should say this. And everyone just being more self-aware about life, not just like who you're around or what you're doing, but like just appreciating that you are here and being able to do what you can do.
Exactly. And like really practicing gratitude and acknowledging everything that we actually do have. Because like you and I right now are in a super privileged position where we're at home, but we're talking on our computer.
Yes.
And we have our phones and we have internet and we have food. We have Netflix.
We have food. It's just like there. As soon as this started, me and my mom looked at each other and we were like, what about homeless people? Like, what's going to happen to them? Because the police can't do anything about it. It's not like they're going to put them all in a church. I feel really bad. And also, they're not going to be making any money. I mean, this is probably not the worst thing, but burglars are going to go out of business, man. I'm just saying. It's like house burglars and pickpocketers are going to go out of business.
That is true. But something that I found super interesting that you were telling me about is learning about like taking care of the environment. So what kind of takeaways do you think that we should keep with us later on? And what kind of changes should we like make our own and make sure that we continue to practice after this is all over?
What me and my mom are doing is we are, so you know the little like tinfoil and plastic wrapper disposable things. Me and my mom, like when we use them, we'll save them, put them in a drawer to use for something else, because not only do we not have the chance to go out every single day and just grab something if we need it, but also we're saving up on money and pollution. Like we're realizing while we're in quarantine, we're like, we use so much of this stuff that we could save up for so many other things. And I think that like obviously recycling more, but also saving up on things that you don't need to necessarily throw away, like Ziploc bags. Start with that. Ziploc bags are reusable. You just wash them. If you put like chocolate in them or something or crumbs, you just rinse them out and you reuse them instead of not only wasting money but harming the environment. It's like you're doing a good thing for both.
Exactly. And what other things have you seen in Italy that have changed or like affected the environment specifically there that have gotten better right now?
Trash and ocean pollution. There's a part of Lazio, of Rome, really, that is Ostia. And it's kind of not deserted, but like kind of deserted. And it's the seaside. Not a lot of people go swimming there. It's more of just living by there because it's a beach, but there's a lot of pollution. And for example, in fifth grade, we had ocean cleanup day and we went to a beach and we picked up pieces of plastic from the ocean. So for example, the dolphins coming back to Venice, that's not only the boat motors, but also ocean pollution. And I think it's just such a good thing that we don't have the option to go and just throw things on the street. We actually have to put them in our trash can that then we put bigger trash cans that then go to the trash trucks, get crushed together. And you need to be more aware.
Exactly. And how do you think we can raise that awareness? Like, honestly, my biggest fear of coronavirus is that once this is all done, we try to act as if we could go back to our normal life, when to be honest, I don't think that's the best solution.
It's not even wanting to, it's not being able to, because you will look at life a whole different way. I think that like once this is over, you should wait a few months before going on vacation and polluting more over there, like everyone. See your friends, see family, but avoid going to unnecessary place. If you want to watch Mother Nature sort of like replant the environment so that the seasides will be better and there will be less pollution, more plants, we might even discover new species while this is going on. I'm serious. Did you know that in the first few days of the coronavirus being going on here in Italy, a new species of bird that looked like a breed of pterodactyl was discovered? And it's just like, it's crazy. I mean, if you look around, for example, we went to Club Med last year. We would see the reef and we would see all the dead, oh my god, what's it called, coral? They're originally they're living creatures, but they're like they don't have eyes or a brain or a body, and they could be beautiful colors like a fluorescent yellow or blue or purple, and they were all dead, and it was like you couldn't touch them because then they would just decompose. And it was, if this keeps going on and like nature is able to rehabilitate itself in just 3 days, imagine what could happen if we gave it a few more months with us being aware of what we can do. Like, I'm not saying dinosaurs will come back, but I'm not saying that they won't either.
I think we would have a whole other situation if dinosaurs come back. They would be like, what did you do to my home?
No, I think it'd be like, so what breed do you have, pterodactyl or T-Rex? I think that T-Rexes are way more in style right now.
But that's so true. And how do you think that we can help raise awareness and make sure that this is something that's a little bit more permanent and that really sticks to us?
Well, obviously movements and websites or like posting on social media. I remember in the first week of me being in quarantine, I used to go on my Instagram feed, and there would be this thing before you looked at other people's stories saying, oh, beware of coronavirus, you can help society, blah, blah, blah. I think there should be things like that. Or like every time you're scrolling through stuff, there'll just be just one thing like, take care of the environment, love you, bye. And then you just keep scrolling.
Like friendly reminders.
Exactly. But because if we have done marches, not only for this, for women's rights, for civil rights, for LGBTQ community rights, and still there are so many people that are like, whatever, it doesn't matter. But if you do this bit by bit and show them that it's not just political people that do this, and that a lot of people around them also do this, they might try to catch on.
And specifically kids, what role do you think that kids are gonna have now?
Oh, kids, if they are raised with like their parents being like, you don't have to dedicate your whole life to this, as in pollution or any kind of civil rights movement, and be like, look around you, realize if something's wrong, you try to fix it. If something is really wrong and you still can't fix it, that's okay. Just be aware of it. Mm-hmm. And we're not saying you have to dedicate your life to see animals. You can if you want to, totally your choice, but don't abandon it at the same time. Just be aware and like pick up trash if you can.
I love that. And also like educating maybe even your own family. Like if you have this kind of awareness as a kid, and maybe your parents don't because they're so immersed in their daily life, when you see something, like speak up and let them know.
Grow up with that.
Exactly. Yeah, that's so true. And now my last question for you is, what do you think the main impact of this whole experience of living through the times of coronavirus is going to have on your life?
I love my friends, but I'm going to love them even more after this. I'm going to try to not spend money on dumb things and try to save them for plane tickets to go all over the world. Try to make as many friends as possible, because, I mean, I'm a very social person, but like now I'm just like, I want to know as many people as I can that have gone through this same thing as me, and we can learn from each other's mistakes and we can talk about it, and it'll just be so much better.
I love that. And I love knowing that you can add me on your list of new friends, and hopefully a lot of our listeners as well.
For sure. One of my closest.
And I love the fact that, as you were saying, like getting to know other people that have lived this, at the end of the day, the whole entire humanity is living this.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much, Millie. I really enjoy talking to you. I think you are incredible. Is there anything else that you would maybe like to share with everyone, or any like action item that you would like people to start doing?
Just be nice to other people, because they may be having a bad day or not. I'm just saying, live life while you can. Make new friends. Do whatever you want. Just do it well.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Millie.
Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. It really was a pleasure talking to Millie and reflecting on the lessons we've learned during these hard times. Let us know what actions you are going to take to make this a better world for everyone once life goes back to normal. As always, be sure to comment, share, and subscribe. This was the Kiddo Buzz Podcast, making leaders of today out of every kid.